We are in Simen Tov Kuf Mem Ches at the end of Hilchas Chol HaMoed. We're up to Sif Yud Aleph, and we will be completing the Simen. In fact, we will be completing all of Hilchas Chol HaMoed. Sif Yud Aleph. Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur Chashivi K'Regolon Levat Lo Avelis. There's a machlokis in the Mishnah. The halacha is that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are considered Yontif for Bittul of Avelis. Therefore, Nog Shachas Lefnei HaPesach. Now the Machaber goes one case after another. Someone kept 1 hour of Shiva before Pesach. Ose Shoch HaShuva K'Shiva. So that hour counts as 7 because Pesach is Mevat L'Shiva. The Ches Yimei HaPesach and the 8 days of Pesach. Harei Chamisha also, that includes Yom Tov Sheni. That means he's now 15. Umashlim Aleim Tesvav. So he has 15 days of Shloshim after Pesach, and that's it. Sha'achas Lefnei Atzeres, 1 hour before Shavuos, Chashuv V'Kazayin. V'Atzeres, Kivin Shimlo Hikrev Karbanos Atzeres, V'Atzeres, Eishlo Tashlumin Kol Zayin, Chashuv K'Zayin. Shavuos itself is considered 7. So it's 7, 7 is 14. Harei Yudalid. Umashlim Aleim Yudvav. The Yom Bei Shel Atzeres, Olo Leminyan HaYudvav. So of the 16 days he has to be Mashlim, you start counting on Yontif Sheni since Midoraisa, that's Chol. Yudalit Shachas Lefnei Rosh Hashanah B'Teila Men Ugzeres Shiva Mipnei Rosh Hashanah Ugzeres Shloshim Mevatel Men Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur will be Mevatel Shloshim Umagaleach Be'erev Yom Kippur. He takes a haircut Erev Yom Kippur. V'Adin L'Kover Meso B'Shloshel Tishrei on the 3rd of Tishrei. So also Shemagaleach Be'erev Yom Kippur on the 3rd of Tishrei. So Shiva is going to end before Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is Mevatel Shloshim. Tesvav Sha'achas Lefnei Yom HaKippurim Botlo Mimenu Gzeres Shivim Te Yom Kippur Gzeres Shloshim Vatlo Mimenu Achag Sukkis will be Vatlo Shloshim Megaleach Be'erev Achag Sha'achas Lefnei Achag V'Achag Harei Yudalid. So if he sat for an hour before Sukkis and 7 days of Sukkis is 14. Ushmini Atzeres Shiva. Shmini Atzeres is a regal Befnei Atzmo, so it counts as another 7. Harei Chof Alef Yom. So he already has 21 days. V'yom sheni shel shmini atzeres harei chav beis. The second day, the min simchas Torah, counts as 22. U'mashlim aleim ches, he has 8 more days of shloshim. Now, even though shmini atzeres is a regular b'fnei atzma, we do not say that it is mevatel shloshim. Yud zayin. Shama shmua krova b'shabbos o b'regel. The halachi is that if someone finds out that Rachmana Litzlan, a relative passed away within 30 days, that's called a shmur krova, and he has to sit shiva. If he finds out that a karev was nifter more than 30 days ago, that's called a shmur rechoka, and he sits for a half hour. So, shama shmur krova b'shabbos. He hears a shmur krova on Shabbos, ober regel, ulmatzoy Shabbos v'regel nasas rechoka. Shabbos or yontiv was day 30. So when he starts sitting after Shabbos or Yontif, it'll become a Shmur Rechoka. Dino k'din shoma Shmur Rechoka achra Shabbos v'regel. Ela, sheb'Shabbos v'regel noig dvarm shebetzina. On Shabbos and Yontif, since it was a Shmur Krova, he has to keep dvarm shebetzina. Means he can't wash, he can't learn. Whereas, as soon as Shabbos and Yontif is over, it becomes a Shmur Rechoka. So b'Poel, he only has to sit for a half hour. Yudches, Shama Shmur Rechoka b'Shabbos o b'Regel ain't a nog b'em afilu dvarim shebetzina. El lematzoi Shabbos o regel no shog achas v'dayo. A Shmur Rechoka on Shabbos doesn't take effect b'chlal. After Shabbos yontiv, he will have to sit. Yutes Shama Shmur Krova b'Shabbos Shabbos olo liyom echad. So even though he doesn't sit on Shabbos, the halacha is if he hears on Shabbos, then the Avelis is Chal on Shabbos and it counts as day 1. Ulamocher Korea really means Motsoi Shabbos, he tears Kriya. Vahavale Yom Shishi Ushvi La Avelis. So some Yom Friday is going to be the Shvi La Avelis because he starts counting from Shabbos. So that's interesting. That means if it's a Shmur Krov on Shabbos that becomes a Rechoka on Motsoi Shabbos, then we don't say that Shabbos is the beginning of this Avelis and it's day 1. We say Dvarim Shebetzina Noeg, but day 1 is the day after it, and it's a Shmur Rechoka. Yet, if it's a Shmur Krova, Shabbos counts as day 1. Sifchof. Imasora yomim achar achag, shama shemes lo meis be'erev achag. 10 days after Yontif, he found out that someone was nifter erev Yontif. Af al pi shemnim nashachas lefnei achag. Shiva v'shiva simei achag v'yom ha'shmini atzeres chaf aleph. Vasora yomim achirim harei lamed aleph. Even though, had he sat then, we would have said that at this point he's holding on day lamed aleph. Ein laza din shmur rechoka, el din shmur krova. That Yontif becomes seven with another seven, all of that is only for somebody that was Noah Gavelis. For someone that was not Noah Gavelis altogether, the halachi is that it doesn't turn it into a Shmur Rechoka. Certainly someone that didn't know in the first place. So with this, we complete Hilchos Chol HaMoed, and we go to Chelek Revi tomorrow to complete Hilchos Rosh Chodesh.